Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
On this episode of the No Chill Podcast, we're joined by one of the most decorated guests ever to come through the show. Jasmine Meadows, who goes by the name Gigi in Got Game, is a three-time Olympic gold medalist, an All-American, and the first African-American female bowler at the University of Nebraska. Gigi came to the No Chill Podcast all the way from Providence, Rhode Island, to encounter another bowler with world-class dreams. Before he was the Hibachi or Agent Zero, Gilbert Arenas went as Boy Wonder, El Jefe, the Hurricane, and eventually the Legend. Don't Google them because you'll find no trace of them anywhere on the internet, so we have to take our guy at his word. Anyhow, Gigi educates us on what it takes to be a high-level professional bowler, how she transitioned from playing for fun to playing for keeps, and how to train to be dominant. Meanwhile, the Legend himself has some ideas for Gigi to take her game and her swag to the next level on the PWBA tour. It's the No Chill Podcast on a different kind of hardwood this time, and we know you're going to like it. Get every episode from wherever we make them happen when you subscribe on the Himalaya app or wherever you get your podcast, and stay tuned for some good stuff coming on the No Chill YouTube channel. All right, Gil, so we are in a new environment for the No Chill Podcast. We're at Corbin Bowl here in the Valley, and we have Jasmine Mason, Gigi, a.k.a. Got Game.
Yeah.
And this resume, man, I don't think we've been in, we're in the presence of greatness. I don't think we've had someone with a resume like this. So three-time female singles Olympic bowling gold medalist.
Mm-hmm.
First African-American female bowler at University of Nebraska.
Yes.
First female African-American All-American.
Yes.
And is here to destroy you. Also, Corbin Bowl, I don't know if anybody knows this, that this is where, before you were Agent Zero, before you were Hibachi, you were, there are several other nicknames, you're going to have to walk me through these, but one of them was that dude over there. Another Legend,
you're not going to just throw her whole resume up and look and then just try to trash my
house. I didn't trash it. I'm just saying, we did this. Is a lot of people, they don't know you this know, about you.
Listen, I started off as the Hurricane.
I thought Hurricane was after
No, it's okay. Look, growing up, they called me Boy Wonder.
There it is.
The Boy Wonder. And then, you know, then I became the Hurricane. You know, then it became Hurricane Katrina because, you know, I was destroying everything. And then I became El Jefe, the boss, right? And then around 2016, I was bowling so nice, they just called me the Legend. Just the Legend. You know what I mean?
Then what happened? Then what happened?
Then I tore my meniscus.
Injured yourself bowling because your style is wild that you, I don't know, does this usually happen that you, in your follow through, you tear them over?
I mean, not really.
Right? Not
I
really.
I don't know what Gil's doing, but. Yeah,
listen. All I know is I was great. You know what I mean? I was great. So, you know, that's all.
But it's like the James Harden leg kick on a three. You know, it was like that. You're not supposed to do that in bowling. There's no fouls.
No. It's the center. It's the center divider. You know, on one side of it, I can roll straight. Like I'm nice on it. And then on the other side, because I start from left to right, that median blocks my passage, so.
Okay.
She understands.
Is there a fundamental problem with his form?
I gotta see it first.
Let's face that.
I definitely gotta see it.
I don't even understand.
Okay, so for a local legend, for most people, bowling, you just start as a recreational sport, right?
Yes.
You go, after basketball games, that's where you would go on a Friday night or birthday parties, right? We have everyone has pizza after they throw. But for you, how did it go from being a recreational sport to a highly competitive sport that now is your life?
I mean, well, my dad's friend, he got me into the sport. You know, he started a youth program to get the inner city kids off the street. And so he was like, Jasmine at the time, because I didn't have the nickname then. He was just like, you know, you should come and just try it. And so I started at the age of 10, and ever since then, I just never really stopped. So it got me to, you know, college scholarships and then the pros and, yeah.
Like, when did you start taking it serious?
I want to say around the age of 12, I really started taking it seriously.
But it's like any sport, you realize, like, I'm pretty good at this, mm-hmm. and I want to focus on this. Same thing, like, you just like basketball because it was there. You try mm-hmm. other sports, but, like, yeah, I'm actually good at this. I'm going to, you know, that anybody...
Like, I mean, were you, like hours after, like, how long were you sitting in the bowling alley?
I mean, when I first started, it was just, like, league, like, 3 games, and then that was it. And then I just started getting, like, lessons, maybe, like, 2 hours or an hour. Once a week or something like that. But then when I really started getting into it, it was just like a couple days a week, and then that transpired into like every day and then more hours, and then yeah. So I mean, but before bowling, I was into like ballet, tap, jazz. I played ball, and actually my sophomore year is when I made the decision to not play ball anymore, like when the season was over, and then just stick to bowling because I put more hours into it anyway. And then yeah. So I'm like, you know, sophomore, college is coming up. I need a college scholarship, mm-hmm. so I got to put in some work. And so, yeah.
What? I didn't even know there were scholarships for...
A lot of people don't. And so that's my job, you know, to, like, educate people and let them know. Because before I was even introduced to it, I didn't know you could get college scholarships either. So...
Like, I never knew there was a... Like, so it wasn't a school program. It's just, like... So, like, how did you... get recognized for bowling to get a scholarship?
So there's like high school bowling, I mean, just not in Rhode Island, so I had to go to like different tournaments and travel. And then there's this one tournament, it's a national tournament, and like everyone's there from like all over the U.S. all the college coaches are there, so that's where we really get our exposure. And I think that tournament really, you know, that's where I really got my exposure. But there's some other states where there's high school bowling, so colleges know about the high schools, and so I just had to take a different route to really get my exposure that way.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So it's funny, you know, with like say basketball, you can go into a gym and you know when there's the runs that are like, okay, that's the competitive run that I want to get into. Yeah. It's like, or every Thursday night at 8 p.m., like that's when the real hoopers come out. Bowling, it's kind of like you see the old men's league or like the people after work, whatever. But when is it like you get into the peak time of the real guys, that real players that can throw?
I mean, like, well, there's leagues or like competitive leagues, like you just go in there like certain days, like you just know like the league schedule. But I mean, other than that, I feel like it's really just well, there's the pros, but there's other organizations where the bowlers are really competitive and really good. But you know, it's a non-traditional sport, so people don't really talk about it. So
that's
no
what
one,
I mean. It's like underground,
knows. Yeah.
Right. So how did you find that? Like, how did you find the real games, the real players?
Well, college for sure, you know, competitive there. And then a lot of the college players become pros, but there's this thing called Underground Bowling Association.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah, and so that's where, like, people be having
El
names
Jefe was
on
never
their
in
shirt.
That.
Yeah, like, people have some, like, El Jefe on their shirt and bowling.
Somebody got my name?
No. And people, like, bet and trash talk, so you would really love that. So, yeah, people go in that, like, league thing.
Like, so is it, like... Because I know, like, most of the time, my skill is better when I'm against someone mm-hmm. versus when I'm by myself. Do you get more, like, is it more of a you focus on what you're doing versus trying to find competitiveness?
Yeah, I more so just try to focus on myself and what I can do. Because bowling is just one of those things, like, it can really be anyone's day. And if someone really matches up, then it's really just them repeating shots over and over again. So I really just focus on like my thing, but sometimes too, if I'm playing someone who, like another pro or something like that, I feel like your game kind of just elevates to, you know, so.
Cause you just have to be, it's like, you have to be locked in. It's like shooting.
Yeah.
So you have your form, your muscle memory and your technique down, but it's the confidence, right? The confidence level.
Pretty
like,
much.
I don't care who else is like, up against me. It's just me in that lane, me in those.
Okay, so like with basketball, you know, like we're growing up and we're like, all right, we do the 5, 4, 3, 2. Like, you know, we get to like actually train. Mm-hmm. How do you train for like splits and like certain, you know, like certain situations?
I mean, we can be like there's times during my practice sessions, I'm like, you know, before I end, I'm like, okay, well, this is to win the 2020 U.S. Open. And so, you know. Then I'll go throw my shot and, you know, like pretend like I'm on, you know, the TV show, whatever. So it's kind of like similar that way.
But like you don't get to like set your own pin?
So certain centers have it where you can like set it up and do that. But some is just like you kind of have to create like the, if there's like the 10 pin by itself, then, you know, you would go and, like, shoot the 10-pin and stuff. But, like, if you can't set it up, like, the way the centers have it, you can, like, set the pin up so that it comes up over and over again. You just have to, like, kind of manipulate the situation in a way.
Yeah, because it was, like, I'm just, like, you know, like, when you think about, like, you know, my, you know, the sport, like, with Kobe, like, he doesn't visualize that elbow shot and he's sitting there. So, like, let's say a split comes and you've hit it, but you've never really practiced it to know exactly how to hit it, you know, where it becomes like, oh my, okay, that's so natural to her. You know what I mean? So I was just trying to figure out, like, when you're practicing, do you get to say, all right, I need this pin, you go in there and knock them down and just let me put these two up here and then practice.
Yeah, the splits are a little harder, but you can do, like, individual pins. If, like, the center doesn't have it where you can set it up by itself.
Oh, so, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Even just training in general for bowling, I mean, it's a recreational sport for a lot of people, but if you are a professional, what is the training schedule that we don't know about?
I mean, like, after my first year, I was like, oh, you know, I got to put in more work because we bowl 16 games in one day, and people don't realize that. And then it cuts to the top 32, and you come back the next day, and you bowl another 8 games. Then they cut to the top 24, and then you come back that same day and bowl another 6 to cut to the top 12, and then the TV show. So that's, like, 30-something games in a couple days. So definitely... A lot of people think your power comes from your arm, but it's really our core and our legs. So I've been in the gym. Like, I took a break after the season was over. Really just been working on my core, my legs, and, you know, just my whole body, but really focusing on those two. And I've been, like, eating healthier, so I changed my diet. So I'm plant-based now and really just trying to do all the things that I think that I, you know, have to do in order to be better. But, yeah, like, working out, you know, doing cardio, eating healthy, so, yeah.
Like, I don't even know that those things existed in bowling 10 years ago.
I mean, like, if you want to do it at an elite level, those are things you should do, but if you want to just come in and
right.
a birthday party or a league, like, you don't have to.
But you're always looking for an advantage, right?
Yeah. Exactly,
like, what size ball do you bowl with?
So I throw 15 pounds.
How about you, Gil?
I throw 16
and
11. For my spare. No, but I mean, 15, that would 15 would be heavy for...
That's what a lot of people think, but, like, I don't know. It's just not heavy for me.
Do a lot of women throw 15s?
Yeah.
Seriously?
Some throw 14, too, but, like, I know a lot who throw 15. At least I like the pro levels.
I was just saying, your arms can't handle 15.
I was 14 pounds, and then when I went to school, my coach, he switched me to 15. So, like, it took me a while because I wasn't really strong enough, so my ball speed was so slow. But then I got stronger, and then, you know, 15 was, like, a breeze, so.
Do you have 16?
I don't have 16.
In that league, you know, okay, so, okay.
Yeah, so I'll just stick to 15.
Because, you know, when you play with women, they be like 8, 6, 10, maybe 11.
Yeah.
I know, I mean, professional, I would think 13.
Yeah, not, I don't know, 15.
Like, it took me a while, like, without, like, a house ball, 15 gets my hand sore. Mm-hmm. So that's why I'm like 11, 13, but if it's my own ball, then I can throw 16.
Yeah.
You said it's your core and your legs. My legs are every sport,
yeah.
right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but
true.
Like, so it's also for basketball, like your wrist and your forearm, it's sort of the reverse of that too, right? So it's your wrist is your...
The flick of the wrist too is really important. So like when you're trying to like make a curve, that's really important.
That's why it makes sense for basketball because you still have that, you know, that natural wrist strength.
I don't know. I was just nice. So I really don't know. I can't talk on a professional level.
You know he thinks about it. It's not true.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I can't think on a professional. Like I don't know. Like, I've had success with just throwing it straight because I get frustrated at my curve. Like, you know how you go to, like, dry lanes? So, like, you know, when you're not professional, you just think that your throw works on every lane.
Okay.
And, you know, you're throwing a curveball and it just shoots and I'm like, oh, man, this boy trash. You know, so then you got to throw straight like everybody else. Like, does that happen in, like, that lane changes? Like,
there's some people on tour who throw it straighter than, like, others. I mean, for me, at least for a girl, I hook it more than, like, most girls do. But there's some who, like, hook it a lot. There's some who hook, like, in between or who throw it straighter. And, you know, like, they're all successful in what they do, so.
Like. Because it's oil on the floor, that oil over time changes.
Mm-hmm.
So you're usually adjusting during matches, right?
Yes. So it's just like as the games go on and as, you know, like we're bowling, the oil, like it changes. So then that just forces us to like move to different parts of the lane, or if I'm hooking it, I might have to like take hand out and throw it a little bit straighter, or I might have to throw it faster. So it gets like all technical.
So in that, do you already pre-know? But it was, I'm thinking like the detail of how, you know, like how my mind worked in sports, like, because it's, you usually, you know, it's you versus somebody else, right? Mm-hmm. So if you oil the floor up and you're bowling and then you're practicing, you would know exactly when that lane is going to be shifting to know not to say, aw, you know, and it curved too fast. I'm like, now I got to adjust.
You might not know exactly, but like your ball, you kind of know by the ball, like whatever your ball is doing, that's kind of giving you the information like, okay, now I need to make this move. Or like the veterans who've been doing it long enough, they like see the moves before they happen so they can like be ahead of it rather than behind. Like there was plenty of times on tour where I was behind the moves and I'm just like, then it's like split, split, split. Then I like get there and still behind the move.
So that's what I was saying. So like, you know, like if you're, let's say one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, like, by the time you throw your ninth ball or the ninth ball, that's you're like, well, this is number nine, and I know
you should have an idea.
It's about to start moving, so I don't want to throw it, you know, the same way, and I hit a split if I can just make that adjustment.
Exactly.
I was just wondering. Mm-hmm.
That's plus, when it's an individual sport, it's you. It's like it's on you. It's you versus
pretty here's much.
But then you have competition. But
technically, it's you versus the oil. In a sense, you know, the person is, you know, the competition, but it's you versus that oil, because you got to know when the oil change dries. Because that's what I said, as a street legend. Like, if I go to pins where they don't oil, it's just recreational, right? I'm in the 70s. Because I'm still trying to throw my curveball, like, and that's just, it ain't even, because it's so dry, and for the most part, it don't even hit the pins. It's just straight gutter ball, just, you know, and everyone gets to laugh, and I'm like, well, I gotta be just normal like y'all, and just.
Throw it straight.
And sometimes I get mad and get like the eight ball, and then just throw it halfway in the air, so by the time it hits, it just.
Oh my God.
I'm dinting floor. So, you know, like I know here is more professional than, you know, other places because they have leagues. So it's like that's what I said. Sometimes it's like, well, I look good. And sometimes it's like, because I don't know how to adjust.
Yeah.
Like, I just
don't
know how.
And I just think, too, like the sport of bowling, it's the people who make the moves faster. Like, who can really, it's just like whoever can figure it out faster, like what the lane is doing, are the ones who normally like score the best or like are more consistent with their scores. And then you're just repeating shots after you figure it out. Cause there's times like I'll shoot to start off because I don't really know what the lane is telling me. I'll be like 170, 170, even like a 160, I haven't figured out. And then I'll shoot like 220, 240, 250. But the veterans, because they have a better idea, you know, like they're like 220, 220 to begin with. And so they have that like edge already, like so.
What's your highest score ever?
277.
Ooh, killer. That's good.
Unofficial.
277.
There's not a photo, it didn't happen. What's yours?
300.
There it is. So, just the idea of, I mean.
No, I mean, I assume
highest,
300,
highest
I just never got
scored that. In a game, 60 in NBA. The point is when he was locked in and in the zone, it's just like everything, green light, you said, like being in traffic and everything just falls into place. So when you go for a 300, what kind of adjustments do you make, or it's just like I am so locked in, it's just everything feels
good? It's kind of like everything just feels good, and I already know. It's kind of one of those things, like I know what's going to happen, and or I make the moves before, or I don't know. It just, everything just slows down, and I just know what to do, and I'm just like repeating shots. Like when you're locked in, does everything slow down for you? Yeah.
Like it was so funny is when everybody talk about like, hitting like game winners. I'm like, yeah, is it Jordan or Kobe? Who are you gonna pick? And I always do it. Mm-hmm. And I say, I don't care who y'all pick, I have the highest percentage of game winning shots in the quarter shots, in the half shots. Mm-hmm. There was one year I was 46 for 51 from in the quarter shots because my brain processed slower. It just
slowed the game down.
It slowed the game down, and I can process and see everything better at that moment in time.
That makes sense.
And you know, if you never really hooped, you wouldn't understand it. Like Brady and what made like somebody like a, I call them gamers.
Lou Will.
Like a Lou Will, but in like in the football. Like somebody like Tim Tebow. Everyone's like, oh, he's trash. You put him in a 2 minute back against the wall. He can be considered one of the best in the last 2 minutes because his brain processed something different at that moment in time. So the same thing with game winners, like somebody like a Westbrook. Westbrook's 40, you know, before the last 5 minutes of game, he has this one style of playing. But because he can't turn it off and turn on another switch, he struggles in the last 5 minutes because he doesn't know. You know, he doesn't know how to slow the game out and read something different. And it's like, you know, it's just a different type of feeling. Like,
certain people are built for the clutch and are closers. And like, so they're built for the fourth quarter, right? So a guy like Lou Will or...
Like a guy like Lou Will.
Yes, like, go give me a bucket.
You see him hitting shots over and over and over at the end because his brain focuses a little bit better than everyone else's at that moment. So I know it's the same with that. Like frame... 8, 9, and 10 processes better.
Or those are most important.
Yeah, you know, so you know, like, so your mind might click on something different, and then everything just clicks over. Boom, 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 boom. You know, it's just a gift that, you know, it's just I process it a little bit different than you.
Because there's times too where it's 8, 9, 10, and I might need them, and I feel like when I need it and I'm like pressed, like the pins feel my energy, and when I really need it and like. Think is gonna strike and throw a great shot. It's like one of the corners stand up, and I really need it. And it's just like, wow. So I feel like that's when everything for me gets faster, when I'm like pressing for strikes. And it's just that's what I'm not. I shouldn't be doing that. I should be doing the opposite. Yeah.
Listen to the pin.
Exactly.
And you know the thing. Also, when you get out there, you have to focus. You have to be locked in. But also, Gil's thing is confidence. Mm-hmm. Like both of those things. Like you obviously want both, but what's more important, focus or confidence?
All right, hold up. We got to take a break because we got to talk about one of our new favorite sponsors, Hawthorne. And what Hawthorne got us thinking about was the way we smell. Now, we've talked about before on this podcast hoop nuts and that phenomenon, but also the phenomenon of BO. You know, when you smell that, like that meaty smell and that funk you got. Well, Hawthorne's here to take care of you. Upgrade your game from Polo Blue or Cool Water, whatever's in your bathroom cabinet. And get into Hawthorne because we know smelling good is important, like really important. And Hawthorne smells really good. And Hawthorne makes getting cologne easy. So what you do is you take a quiz and they match up your body type and profiles to the right fragrance for you. And that's exactly what we did. And now there's two types of fragrance we should know about. There's the work and the play. And that's what we got. And one thing we noticed that never happened before, we got complimented on how we smell, which makes you wonder, did we actually smell bad before? But either way, now we're getting compliments, now we're getting praise, and it's all because of our work and play combo from Hawthorne. So all you got to do is take a quick 2 minute quiz and tell Hawthorne what your makeup is, and Hawthorne tells you the two colognes that are best for you, one for work, one for play, totally risk-free with free shipping and free returns. So here's all you got to do. Check out Hawthorne at hawthorne.co, not com, .co. That's Hawthorne with an E. And use our promo code, NOCHILL, to get 10% off your first purchase. That's hawthorne.co. And use the promo code, NOCHILL, to get 10% off your first purchase. Hawthorne.co. Smell good. Smell really good. Also, we got to talk about one of our other favorite sponsors. And we talked about hoop nuts. And here we go. It's time for Manscaped. Manscaped is the number one in men's below-the-belt grooming. Manscaped offers precision-engineered tools for your family jewels. So Manscaped designed the electric trimmer. Their new Lawnmower 2.0 has proprietary skin-safe technology, so this trimmer won't nick or snag your nuts. Manscaping accidents are finally a thing of the past. And don't use that same trimmer on your face as you're using on your balls. That's just nasty. Manscaped also has the Crop Preserver, an anti-chafing ball deodorant and moisturizer. You already put deodorant on your armpits. Why are you not putting deodorant on the most smelliest part of your body? Remember, hoop nuts. Don't want them. Nobody likes them. So to get 20% off plus free shipping with the promo code NOCHILL at manscaped.com. And that's all you need. We'll take care of the rest. Always use the right tools for the job. Your balls will thank you. So get 20% off with free shipping and a free travel bag with the promo code NOCHILL at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with the free shipping and travel bag at manscaped.com. With that promo show, you remember, no chill. Guys, take care of it where it matters most.
I don't know. I feel like it's kind of equal to me. I feel like
you got to pick one, though.
Oh, God.
Focus or confident?
I want to say confident because I feel like if you're confident enough, like the focus is just like, I don't know.
You got
it. That's the way I process it. Like, you'll focus enough. If you're feeling ready, like, you'll do what you're supposed to do.
Like, are you a trash talker?
Not a lot. Not really. Like,
not everybody works like that.
There's no bad boys in it. There's no bad girls. Like, someone who just...
I mean, like, if someone's talking trash, then yeah. But other than that, it's just, like, I'm doing what I'm supposed to do.
What kind of stuff do they say? Because they want to try to get in your head,
I
right?
I don't even know. Like, people at home, if we're, like, bowling for, like, fun type of thing, we're, like, talking trash. But I don't even know what they would say.
Wait, hold on. In a tournament, though,
no. It's just, like, people just...
Oh, y'all like, golf.
Yeah.
Just everybody, shh, quiet down, please.
Yeah.
There's gotta be trash talk.
So, for the professionals, though, like, it's more like golf, but for the, like, Underground Bowling Association, like I was saying, everyone trash talks. And they're playing music, and everybody's like,
but what happens if you were a trash talker? Like, does it?
I don't know.
It's frowned upon.
It's frowned upon, right?
Like, in the pros, probably.
But if you're the best, why does it matter?
Yeah.
Like, if you had the Westbrook style coming into, like, you know, walking in, what's up, kicking your ass today.
Yeah.
You sorry. I don't even know why you even made it here. Like, there's none of that?
No.
What?
Yeah, that's, like, the best part of bowling.
That's the best, especially when you haven't lost.
Yeah, like, no, we don't do that.
What?
No, we don't do that.
Boy, I wonder if that's the difference between the pros and the amateurs.
Oh, come on. You can't be the greatest let everybody know.
No, we
also,
don't do
Also, people
that.
Celebrate. You know, that is a thing.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
Celebrate.
Like, throw a strike and
yeah, we do that.
Yeah,
we do. Yes.
Yeah. Like a fist pump.
We do. No, we do.
But that's what I'm saying. There's no, like...
what's his name? Weber? He would do the...
Pete Weber.
Generation X.
Yeah. I like Duke.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
I remember I just used to watch bowling and all your dudes.
Yeah.
Oh, I like that.
They're super cool.
But it just seems like there's no bad guy. Like, there's no...
Not really. Like, everybody gets hyped when, you know, like, you're striking and stuff, but, like, there's no trash talk.
You don't try to get into other person's...
Mm-mm.
It's just, okay, you bowl. Okay, good job. My turn. Good job. Your turn. Good job. But, yo, hey, come on, hurry up. Come on, listen, she's going to throw the spare anyway because she's trash. Like,
there's none of that.
That's an advantage.
I mean, it might be going through people's minds, but, like, no one's...
But that's an event? That's a tactic. No.
It's not like NBA, like nobody...
Like Gary Payton, like, that's half the battle.
Mm-mm. Nobody does that.
Because when you trash talk, if you need that juice for your game. So it's like, I got to get everyone upset because that's only going to help me because I know how to focus.
Yeah.
Like, I start off, like, let's say we're playing... Charlotte or Milwaukee back then, Minnesota. Oh, you start the game trash talking. Because you need to get hype because it's them. Like, you guys are 0-12? How does that even happen? Are you guys college? Is this college? And I just started, hey, ref, is this a college game? It's one of them preseasons, you know, one of the preseasons with the, like, foreign team, right? It's one of the, and you just start doing that and get them irritated. Now you got a real game. Now it's like playing against Lakers.
Yo,
you know, so you just got to get yourself going.
We don't do that.
No?
Nope. At least I've never heard anyone trash talk in, like, even college. I've never heard it. The pros, never heard it.
Oh, you guys
or
are
been
just
around
squares.
It.
Yeah, they're just square bears.
You can get in their head.
Like, I feel like that is too much energy.
Right,
like,
there,
I'm just trying to focus. I'm not trying to do all that.
Yes.
But if it's, like, UVA or, like, this, then, like, it's okay.
Which,
like,
one have you bowled better in?
Honestly, I don't even think I've ever bowled in UVA.
Like, underground.
So,
like, what are you bowling on? Do you be, like... When everyone's, like, talking, and you got the vibe, and...
I don't know.
Can you wear earphones and music?
Yeah. You can do whatever you want at UVA. Like,
no, I'm talking about in the
tour. Oh, no.
So you can't have your own hype music?
Mm-mm.
But there's music, is there music in between, like,
while you're bowling? Yeah, no. It's just like you walk in and people are just bowling.
That's what the, that's you what the sport means.
Like you gotta change the
like,
sport.
Like, I mean, but I have like fans who come and be like hyping me up and stuff like that.
I know,
that.
But you gotta like, because you know, like, that's part of it, like the showmanship.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? No, that's, you know, that's this, it's the showmanship.
I mean, people say they like my energy, like when I'm bowling and like running things out and stuff, but like I just don't trash talk.
You gotta be the Embiid. You gotta be the Embiid. You know, that's what, you know, we come here to see, like, get it? Like what?
We don't.
But you can also, like, Serena, because tennis is an individual sport.
Yeah.
Serena doesn't really trash talk. She just she intimidates, though.
No, but yeah, because she's like the girl is like 50 feet away. Like, what do you go? Yo, you suck over there.
No, but your opponent's right here.
Right here. Like, right that's here. What I'm saying. Like,
you could just give her a look.
I'm sorry. There's no way I'm going to be the greatest and not let you know I'm the greatest.
You probably would get like a penalty or like fined or
what?
For like trash
talking. If you have a game, no, but
you
know, just give him a look.
I probably won't do it. Like, that's just
I mean, there's nothing like just.
You don't want that
there,
rep, though. You don't want that rep.
If you're the best, why does it matter? They can't beat you. They can't beat you, so it really don't even matter. Like, hey, you're trash. Nope.
That is a great
good
point.
Good luck.
When you have the confidence in yourself, make it external. So
there's no way about it. I'm gonna be 3-time gold everything, and you not gonna know. You got to be the Mayweather.
Would you ever wear the gold medals into the tournament?
No, probably not.
Yeah, there you go.
There's no need.
Like the Mike Tyson.
Think of that show. Yeah.
No, think about listen. The Mike Tyson, the Mayweathers, the
Conor McGregor,
the Tiger Woods, they beat you before they even stepped on the floor. True. The Jordans, like you, the 90, was it the Golden States, 2006, they beat you before that. Like, remember, have your wins are coming because you already just like, come on, we both know you.
It's just
we both know you
different.
Lost.
I don't know.
Like, that's what I'll be saying. Like, we both know you
okay,
lost.
Okay, so when you're around like. You've been around a lot of NBA players, so there's a lot of NBA players that bowl, right? That's the thing after, you know, part of like life on the road. Let's go out on a Friday night and bowl, whatever. So when you're around athletes like that, is it intimidating? Because you're like, wow, these dudes are 6'6", or they're like bigger.
Not really. Yeah.
This was in. It's the. It's
I
the,
mean, how tall are you?
6'4".
He ain't intimidating, so.
Like, but I'm. What I'm saying is she has the intern because the winning is so there. It's like I've never been beaten, so yeah, you ain't gonna beat me. But because you don't express it, I'm not fearing you. You know what I mean? Like if you be like, yo, there's no chance in hell you're gonna beat me. You know, you start doubting yourself. You know, like you got a hand warmer right
because
now.
Because my hands are cold.
Because you're nervous because I said I'm a legend. And you got like, oh, man, you know, maybe he is good.
She's
so
in a T-shirt. You and I are long sleeves. There's a chill
it
in the air
cold.
In here. Huh? It is not no chill.
No. Yeah. Like, if we did have a match against each other, the chances of you actually beating me, it's not going to happen.
What?
Are you sure about that?
She's already said she's not used to trash talking. So if she's
not
used to it.
That doesn't mean I'm not going to win.
If you're not used to it, that means, you know, really? Like when you're getting ready to ball and I'm like, oh, you know, hold up, you know, get a ball. If you're not used to that and you're just going to be.
No.
Would you actually do that?
Huh?
He probably will.
Yeah. Yeah. What are you talking about? That's part of my game. Trash talking is half my game.
In basketball, I've never seen you bowl.
In KG,
is that part of bowling?
I trash talking anything.
True, that's a fact. That's a fact.
You know, it's like paintballing, I'm trash talking. Like, I don't have the stuff I don't know how to do. I'm just going to trash talk because at least, you know, scare them a little bit. Like, if I said, hey, yeah, I've never did this sport before, I'm done. You know, like if I'm swimming, I got all one of these and yeah, woo, like a dolphin. You know, like they really think, oh, this maybe you can't swim. No. Just put my little toesies in there. Give my little toesies wet. I ain't really like.
Who's the best NBA player that's a bowler?
That's a bowler?
NBA? Or best athlete?
Oh, NBA.
Well, from NBA? Oh, NBA? At least the ones that I've seen bowl, like, it's either CP3 or Mike Conley. Those are the ones that I've seen. And between them, I might have to say Mike Conley. I think so.
You bowl lefty too?
Is he bowling lefty or bowling? He's bowling righty.
He bowls righty, righty. Yeah.
I think he just plays basketball left.
Yeah.
But the best athlete?
I'll say T.O., yeah. Because I've seen T.O.
is like all around great at.
He's bold.
He's one of those that he actually wouldn't just.
Wait, actually, I lied.
He's just a freak athlete.
Mookie Betts.
I think he threw a perfect game.
Yeah, Mookie threw a perfect game during like the men's tour. So Mookie's
MVP
nice.
Baseball player for the Red Sox.
Yeah.
Definitely, baseball, that like, makes sense because you got to throw and be accurate.
All around, yeah. I would say like Mookie. And he said too, he was getting like lanes put in his house too. So, you know, you're going to be practicing.
But the sad part is I was going to put a lane in my house too. But the problem with my problem on these, it was the same thing there.
Yeah.
That the lane wasn't big enough for me to get my little running start. Mm. So it frustrated me.
Also, how do you take care of a lane at your house? Like, you have to have a person there at all times?
I think, like, stuff that they do here, maybe the person at home, if they know how to do it, they can do it. Or, like, have someone, like...
You wouldn't want to do that.
Have someone do it for them? I don't know.
Like, is the sponsorship money nice?
Okay, so, like, bowling... Wait, why you laugh?
You hesitated. Okay, that's a no. That's a no.
I know. I'm just saying, like, bowling is just not, like, the traditional sports, like, NBA, NFL, so... in order for us to, like, make money, you have to make the cuts. Or not even that. Like, even if you make a cut, you probably not make it enough to make back, like, all your travel expenses. So travel expenses, we have to pay for those on our own. And so I'm sponsored by Storm. Shout out to Storm for sure. Mm-hmm. Turbo, Cool Wick, Bowlerx, and they help with, like, bowling balls, equipment, which is helpful because that stuff adds up. But, like, other than that, like, travel expenses, we have to come up with it on our own unless... like someone has like a small company or something like in their area, like that's like sponsoring them. But like other than that, it's like you find a way. Why you got to come up with it on your own?
Because the wheels are turning in his brain right now.
But there's some,
it's
like,
an individual sport like NASCAR, tennis, or golf. Yeah, you don't
like,
really
is it
make
golf
money
like that too. I mean, I don't know the ins and outs. But
see, that's why. Okay, from a sponsorship side, when you like looking for sponsorship dollars. You have two type of roads. We know the traditional clean cut, you know, the Tiger Woods. And, you know, you have that.
Tiger Woods clean cut?
Like the clean cut, yeah. I mean, before. I mean, you know, the Michael Jordan, the Stephen Curry's. You have that side. And then you have the personality, like Shaquille O'Neal, the Juju Smith. Then you have that side of it where... Which I think is a little bit better because you're more human.
Yeah.
It's hard, you know, to be clean cut.
It's hard to be clean cut because you are human. So, like, you know, trying to be serious and not, like, when you're, like, funny and this and this. So if you, like, if someone threw a gutter ball, I will laugh. Like,
oh, God.
But, like, that's what I said, because that you're selling personality. So you're... You know, it's like your game is already 8-1. Now you got to figure out, how do I grab sponsorship dollars?
But it's, like, hard because, like, people already don't, like, watch us like that. We're not in the public eye. So for me, it's always been finding a way to share my story because, I mean, a lot of people said I've been blessed with the personality. And I think that comes out in general or even if I'm bowling. And so it was just finding a way to, like...
Yeah, like that's your energy. You have great energy.
That's what I'm saying. Your energy should be on it. Ah! Terrible. Next. Is it my turn yet? Like that.
But
that's what I said. Like, it's like, what sport? Like a Conor McGregor, mm-hmm. right? There's great MMA fighters, but the one who sells it.
Yeah.
Like, he's selling the sport because he's the bad guy. Like, yeah. Everybody wants to, like, how you, like, it's like, if you're undefeated, everybody wants you to lose. Mm-hmm. But if you're quiet, it's like, oh, yeah.
What I'm saying, like,
you want people to be like, yo, you want people to come out. Like, when people go out to see Floyd Mayweather, half are going just to see him lose.
Oh, God.
You know what I mean? Like, why you think, like, let's be honest. There was a certain point where I was like, he's not going to ever lose. Mm. So why are we even going to bet with the other person? But you're betting because you want him to lose. He's six, I want him to lose, so I'm going to bet with the other person just in case. And that's That's how you bring people in the bowling alley, because you want them to not like you to the point where they want you to lose. You want them to cheer for the other person so you can walk out. You start doing that, and that's the marketing part about it. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, to be great, you still gotta let people know you're great. Like, yo, I am.
Well, the thing, when you're perfect,
I am great.
We'll either root for you to lose or see you top yourself. Yeah. It's hard to keep topping yourself. Then we want you to come back.
Because, like, you guys in sports, like, you're in the public eye, so it's easier for, like, sponsors or people to be like, oh, I want to go see that. Like, you know, a lot of people don't know, like, bowling's even a pro thing or an actual sport. So, you know, no one really knows about it. So I'm doing my part to try to, like, you know, share my story, like being here or like Uninterrupted or wherever I am. And then trying to get exposure that way. And hopefully people are like, oh, like, who's this girl? Like, you want to help her out type of thing. But
so
I don't know.
This is when I knew that, like the Muhammad Ali, right? I'm the greatest, right? And people look like, what is it? I'm the greatest of all time, this and this and this. Now I wanna go look and see what makes you great, right?
Yeah.
So, I made the All-Star 2005, 4-5. 2005-6. I'm averaging 29.3. Mm-hmm. I am fourth in the NBA in scoring behind Kobe, AI, LeBron. Then it's me.
Yep.
Right? And then the next person is Dwayne Wade at 27. So I'm holding a 2-point gap over Dwayne. And then my team is fifth. This was the year that Detroit was number one. So everybody's talking about winning, mm-hmm. right? I'm fourth in scoring. I didn't get voted into the All-Star game. They went, literally.
What?
1, 2, 3, skipped 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. And I'm sitting there like, wait, hold on. I'm four, how do you, And then he's like, you got Chauncey Billups who's winning, Rip Hamilton, like, okay, but how did, you know, this like, how did Paul Pierce make it? His team is last. How did Boss team, his team is like, oh, we need fours. What does that got to do with me? Mm-hmm. Like, how you want, what does fours got to do with me? I'm the fourth leading scorer in the league and my team is fifth. Like, how are you justifying this? So I got so angry that we're playing against Cleveland, because, you know, it's the Eastern Conference, you know, who the coaches vote.
Yeah.
Mike Brown, like, I'm so angry, like, tears is coming out of my eyes. Like, and I know Mike Brown had nothing to do with it. I don't know. And I was like, F you. You know, and I'm saying it on the court, like, I'm about to tear y'all up. He's like, I voted for you. Right? But it was just, I'm just so... And then what ends up happening is Jermaine O'Neal, no, don't thank God he got hurt, but, you know, like, that's my soul man, because of him, I got put in. I even told him today, yo, if it wasn't for you, man, I wouldn't have made it. So he got hurt, and I replaced him. What I did, though, at All-Star Weekend, I said, because I wasn't, there was no agent, there was agent zero, but there was no voice. I was just doing my thing. I said, you know what? I'm the East Coast assassin. I'm about to tear everybody's ass up. I did exactly the same thing after All-Star break. Oh my God, he's so amazing. He's this, he's like the Hibachi. And then they're just like pumping me up and I'm doing the same thing I'm doing before. I didn't make top 24. I made second team all NBA, which is top 14. And I'm sitting here like, I put words behind something to make everybody look at me. And you know, sometimes, you know, when no one's watching, you gotta speak out. Like, look at James Harden right now, right? Probably the most disrespected player in the last couple years. Averaging 38 this year. If someone did a top five, they're not even gonna put him in the top five. Last year should have been MVP. But because he doesn't say nothing, he doesn't talk. You just, oh, I'm 38, man. Now, if he said, yo, I'm out here just cooking these songs, bro, they can't even stop me. Like, if he really went in with his, like, how his game swag, if he just said it like that, like, yo, they can't even stop me, I'm bopping them, and just did that, everybody would be so in tune with it because he said some trash. Now, the person who's guarding going to be mad, and, you know, and that's what makes Westbrook kind of funny. Because even when he plays against Curry, they're like, yeah, how are you going to guard Curry? He always says, who? Who? I have a triple-double. Yeah, he's even the little guy who runs around, and that's, you know, and that's what makes it like gotcha. That's what makes us want to watch that series, like, because of them two just talking trash. Like, it's just one of those things where if you don't have the light on the sport, someone has to bring it out. It's like the Joker to the Batman. If you Batman, there has to be a Joker that
But you don't want to be the villain.
But it's not even the villain. It's reminding someone of your greatness.
Yeah.
Like,
Ali was kind of like that. Like, know, people loved him, right? But he would come in and be disruptive in press conferences and take on the opponents because he was always the show. Mm-hmm. He knows, like, you might be the favorite in this fight. I might be the underdog, actually. But it's about me. And I think that's... We talked about this before. You never change your game. Never. Your game is your game. Don't ever change it. But becoming the show.
Yeah, that's like, what that's just, you got to bring. Like, that's what I said. If there's no show in your sport, you have to become the show. Mm-hmm. Like, they're coming to see you anyway, right?
Yeah.
Now, but you got to remember, they're coming to see you. You want the world to come to see you. So, if you're trying to get everyone to say, hey, look at Bolin, you have to... Let the world know,
hey,
I'm the shit. I'm the shit. And then, like, start challenging some of those men out there.
Yeah, that's cool.
Okay. That's a great idea.
You know what I mean? Start challenging some of those professional men. Like, yo, like, what do you think about this? It's trash, to be personally. I mean, he looks like he can do all right in his little, like, but he's trash. You know, a little 165, 185. 205. Woo! You know, you start doing that, like, now the man's gonna be like, wait, she's telling about 220 is woo. And then he's gonna accept the challenge. Mm-hmm. Now you got this, oh, these two are challenging each other. Now people wanna see, like, oh, let's see
what's going on. You're not really afraid of anybody. There's no.
That's what
no
I'm saying. She's not afraid of it, and her game speaks. She just gotta portray it.
When someone comes at you,
you just tune that out. Like, I don't, like,
she can't tune out greatness, though. Like, this is great. This is, like, legendary. Like, I'm
Boy
like,
Wonder.
Whoa. Oh, my gosh.
The legend.
El Jefe.
Huh? The boss.
Ew, no, I like Boy Wonder. Yeah, Boy Wonder.
Boy Wonder.
That was my rookie name. Wonder. That was coming in.
But like legend. You want like, to like, be legend, listen, right? Listen. Are you legend status right now?
Listen, Boy Wonder was, like, amongst us, like, high school kids. Like, oh, that's Boy Wonder right there. Like, ha, what's happening? I'm the man here. I used to walk in with my own music. Theme song, had the robe on the back. Like, that was from the beginning. I got a robe that says legend.
This was when you were a pro or as a kid?
I have it. To legend on the back, boxing robe, because I come in with the boxing swag. Like, I'm a show. I got to put you under the swag wing. I got to put you under the swag, how to walk in with the swag.
No, I already got my swag.
That's on the boat. That's there between that.
Look at it.
I know.
Little,
you know but that's what's
yeah,
it. Your swag is between there and there.
No, it's not.
You need this swag. You need the...
I have it in my own way.
You mean a little goofy swag? You come in with your little bowling bag. No. You got your little bowling backpack. Got your little glitter.
You have a bowling bag too. She probably
got glitter shoes and too. Yeah. You probably got a little glitter shoes. Like, you look like a little glitter swag.
No,
you gotta have the trash talking.
So what happens if you were to play Gil?
What do you like?
That's how what 2 out of 3?
He would take an L.
And wait, I would take an L in all three?
Yes.
Like, I know you're gold medalist. I know, like, I know you're professional, but I am a legend. You know, so I do have, like a couple
skills. Is or was?
He was.
Was. And I did hurt my knee. But listen. that means nothing. You got to remember, if it's in the body, if it's in the bones, it comes out during peak time. So therefore, I'm pretty positive that you're not going to, like, sweep me. That just is not going to happen. Like, you know, just like your swag don't even say it. Like, you got a hand warmer during an interview.
No, because I'm
who does an interview with a hand warmer on? Like, I already
know. She stays ready. Time.
She got dumb band-aids on. Come on, man. She's not ready.
By the way, he's got his knee braces. Oh,
he got a little Jordan 1.
I gotta be comfortable at all times.
Huh?
I gotta be comfortable at all times.
See, I won. She has to be comfortable to win. I make people uncomfortable.
You won't make me uncomfortable.
Okay. You know what? I don't want to say it because I know, like, I haven't practiced enough in a couple years. But I do want to challenge you.
Okay.
You know, I do want to challenge you.
We are in his home dojo. It's only a matter of time.
How would you put pressure on me like that? Like, because I'm supposed to have home court advantage.
Is there such a thing as home court advantage?
I feel like there is.
Oh yeah, she don't know these lanes. So? She don't know these lanes.
I don't mean nothing.
Yeah, she don't know these lanes.
She's still gonna take an L.
So you know what, Gil? We have to see this happen. We knew it was all leading up to this, but showdown.
I didn't know it was leading up to this, but now I see, you know, at some point I had to accept this challenge. And I'm confident.
You're going to take an L.
No. No, like, if it's a 2 out of 3 game, when was the last time you actually took an L, like a loss?
I don't know.
Oh, it's been that long ago.
No, I just don't remember.
So it's been that long.
You don't remember when you don't win.
No.
That's a long time.
Confidence is always up here.
This is the best part because even if you win 2 and I win 1, you know I'm just hope you know, one win. I ain't got to win the whole match, but one win, I'm victor.
He just wants bragging rights, really, yeah, at the end of the day.
It's not gonna happen.
You don't even have the confidence. So I'm gonna challenge you. Just give me some time to practice and warm up.
Okay.
So it's gonna happen?
It's gonna happen.
I mean, I just had to say
this. God, she's all like, wow.
You might see the No Chill shirt, but
I got the game fam.
Fired for that one. Dang, how do you just? Bro, what kind of shot?
He knows he's gonna take an L too.
So.
Yes.
Yep.
Okay. You know what? This is like my career. You know, people jump side.
I didn't jump side completely, but if you ask me
completely,
which
completely got game. This you got scenario. A GG got game shirt on with the puffs.
Yeah. I had a No Chill shirt on before. I said, you know what? This is pretty nice. I had one of those. That's cool. You know, I like it, but.
Okay. All right. Cut. I'm done.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.